right, the big show. John Cena. My kids used to be into that stuff, man. I've seen a lot of wrestling over the years. How's everybody doing?
How you doing?
Awesome. They pay me to do this. This is incredible. Luckiest man alive.
Periods at the beginning of every single practice. It's the first thing the guys are coming out on and getting their minds focused on.
Yeah, I really like this schedule. The way we've done it this year is that we have the meeting in the morning. So this morning we had kickoff, return. We walk through kickoff, return. We practice kickoff, return. And then tonight we'll watch kickoff, return. And then tomorrow it's punt and punt return with a sprinkling of field goal and field goal block every third day or whatever. But I think it's a great schedule. Coach Frazier gives me a ton of time. It's my job to utilize every minute, every second, you know, down to the second there on the walkthrough today. Utilize it wisely. Make sure I'm doing the right things. Make sure I'm doing the things we need to do to prepare for the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, our first regular season game. I do a calendar. It goes through the whole training camp, you know, all through the whole preseason. The first week and a half are planned out to the minute. And then after this first 10 days are over with, okay, and then we start to print, okay, what do we need to work on? After the San Francisco game, what do we have to go on back and work on? What are the fundamentals that we're a little not as good at, so to speak? So it's a great schedule. It's a great, probably a long-winded answer to your question there, Tom. But I love the schedule, and I think we're getting a lot out of it. And the guys have bought into it, and they've been focused, and it's been a great camp so far.
In the past, did you do a lot of corrections in the afternoon when you had the walkthrough after the practice? Were you doing corrections for the morning, or were you working for the next day?
Usually I did because I didn't have the meeting right after practice. So the next time I saw him after practice, it was the walkthrough. So it was a little bit different setup. But this setup is perfect. Really enjoy it.
Chip, are players typically more responsive when you do it early in practice as opposed to the end?
And right after the meeting, too. So I've covered it. Like today we put in the middle return on kickoff return. So we covered it in the meeting. Okay, we went through all the different scenarios in the walkthrough. And then this afternoon when we give them some of them scenarios in more of a live situation, they can react a little bit more effectively. And I think the players like it, too. It's everybody learns differently. You guys all know that. Some guys learn better by walking through it. Other guys learn better by seeing it on tape and then walking through it and then doing it for live, you know, for real. So every guy learns a little bit different. So I try to teach all three different parts, all three different ways of teaching so I can reach as many people as possible.
Is it schematically going to be more volume in than there was a year ago when you were coming out of the lockout and you didn't have the offseason?
Not this time of year. I think this time, to get ready for the 49ers, you know, the first preseason game, we have to keep it simple. I want guys to, you know, see them playing fast, doing our fundamentals, doing our techniques, and we're not trying to out-scheme the 49ers in the first game. We just want to see who can go out and do what we're asking them to do.
What's going to be the decision to bring Blair Walsh into camp unchallenged?
Well, it looks like it's unchallenged because he's the only guy here. To me, every day's a challenge. And like I told him when we drafted him and we brought him in for that rookie minicamp, and we were about to make the decision to let, you know, our veteran go. So when we finally did let Ryan go, I sat him down. I called him on the phone first and told him, because it was right after the rookie minicamp. And he came back, and I said, you are now competing against every kicker in the league who's not on a roster, or every second kicker in the league that's on somebody's roster, but he's going to be the guy that gets cut. And I think he takes it very seriously. He's a very hard worker. Every day is a new challenge for him. He's not one of those kids, young men, who takes it for granted. And every day he's coming to work, and every day he has had a great attitude. And every day I think he's gotten a lot better, starting day one in the spring.
Have you had to tweak his mechanics very much at all? Or
just a little bit. Like I've covered before, I've slowed him down a little bit. And then some of the things he's figured out on his own, you know, I know he keeps a notebook and he writes down after every practice or every film session. He's always taking notes. He goes back and reviews those notes. He's not just going flying by the seat of his pants. He's really working at it, and he understands his trade and what he needs to work on and what he needs to improve in order to be an effective kicker in this league.
What was the nature of your conversation with Ryan when he was let go?
You know what? We played phone tag, and then we finally, which is kind of impersonal, we finally texted each other back and forth. It was very amicable. He's a good man. He's a good family man. He's a good Christian. There's, you know, Ryan Longwell is a good person, and you know, you hate to do that to any veteran. I just felt like I recommended that we do what we did, and then Rick and Leslie, you know, we all were on the same page, and it was a tough deal because he's been a great kicker in this league for a long time. And I just thought, for the future of this football team, kickoff wise and even on into field goal wise, I thought it was the best move.
What makes Sanford an effective special teams player?
Jamarca Sanford? Yeah, he's almost as crazy as I am. I think you got to be a little crazy, a couple screws loose when you play special teams. He's small, but he's tough. He's fast. He uses his hands extremely well. He's got great feet. and he's got great heart. He's got great want to. I wish I had 10 of them. You know, I wish I had 10 Eric Frampsons and 10 Larry Deans. And we've got some guys on this team that have really bought into what we're trying to accomplish here, and I'm excited about where we're going.
Do you look at Sherrill's as your starting punt returner at this point, or do you consider that job open?
It's still open, but if we're, you know, going into week one, again, it's preseason week one, it's going to be Marcus.
Mike, now that you've had a week, if you had to pick one guy that's maybe turned your head the most on a daily basis, who would it be?
Well, the three guys I mentioned, three of the guys who have some experience under their belt. I think some of the rookies that are doing well, Jerry Strike continues to improve as a returner, and we threw him in today on kickoff, and he says he'll tackle somebody. That jury's still out on that one. I like to tease him about that. I think Rhett Ellison has done a nice job. I'm disappointed that Josh Robinson's been injured because I think he's a guy that's got so much explosion. He can do a lot of things for us on special teams. I don't want to say a bunch of names because I'll leave somebody out, but those are the guys that are turning my head right now, and we just need a lot more consistency from everybody across the board, and this time of year you're going to have that, so I expect it.
How much do you think this injury with Robinson is setting him back?
Well, I think for any rookie, you know, especially on defense, because they put in a lot more volume, so to speak, than I would. But just the technique work and the return work, and he tried to catch some punts yesterday, and you could tell it was bothering him a little bit. So, you know, he's too talented a young man not to have out there, and that's one of my disappointments in the first week of camp that he hasn't been able to get much work in. So hopefully he'll get healthy, and we'll get him back soon and ready to roll. Go ahead, sir.
After the move of the kickoff line from the 30 to the 35, how significantly did it change what you do on kickoffs?
Yeah, that's a good question because it took me about 8, 9, 10 games to figure out exactly how it was going to affect us. And, you know, our kickoff return, we do some things differently in our front line and how we drop and the angles that we drop from and where the back line people set up and our halfbacks and our fullback and ends and where we set up our returner and how deep we're going to bring it out. You know, more people were bringing out kicks from 6, 7, 8 yards deep, including us, because people are sick of the touchbacks, and we wanted to see, hey, let's take a chance. We get one tackled at the 17 a couple times. Well, next one we might get out to the 35. So you take that chance to get that average drive start up and give our offense the best field position that we can.
Well, you got a kicker now, too, who can put them through the end zone for what we've seen out here. So
yes.
I would imagine, though, there are times, depending on who you're facing, that you're going to be thinking, we want these guys to start at the 15 and try to actually not have them kick it through the end zone every time.
Did you say the 50 or the 15?
15.
Oh, I thought you said the 50. I'm like, woohoo.
That'd be some strategy.
Yeah, that would be pretty bad strategy. That's when John's coaching special teams over there. You think about that, but Tom, at the end of the day, everybody's got a good returner. There are very, very few people that have returners that you're not worried about. They have some skill set that makes you nervous. They're fast or they're quick or they're big and they're strong and they run through tackles. So, you know, we play outdoors late in the season and they have a 230-pound kickoff returner. You're like, oh, man, he's not very fast, but he's going to blow people up and it's cold and we're sore and it's towards the end of the year and those sorts of things. So, you know, when we can get a touchback, I think I'm going to take a touchback. You know, it makes me sleep a lot easier at night. Not that you guys care.
We care.
Anything else? John, you got something? Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.